The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
The definition of live, Todd Mitchell. Start with a get the dictionary out.
What happens after the first pot or two of coffee?
Well, that's alive, isn't it? We are live in the sense that we are alive.
We're here.
I wanted to be physically at the North Dakota State Fair, but just a little closed circuit to everybody. Todd, you have something else to do there? Just turn your headphones down a second. What was that? You play some music? Did you play that music?
No.
Oh, all right. It's coming from Fargo.
I was going to say.
Everything's
not me.
Everything bad comes from Fargo. What is with that anyway?
Hey, you came from Fargo, didn't you?
I'm in Bismarck.
So you're proving the point.
Don't blame me. Anyway,
wow.
Now we
know when Chris isn't paying attention to us, what he's up to there.
You've got something to fix, obviously, so I'll just tell the listeners while you're busy fixing this thing that Todd wants all the state fair time. And with the exception of this afternoon's Energy Matters, he's going to pretty much hog the time at the state fair. So we are in a virtual kind of way, live today from the North Dakota State Fair. Stop by and see our friends at 910 KCJB in Minot. And, of course, from the Voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, as well as the Flag family, AM 1100, the Flag Fargo, KTGO Tioga, and KLTC in Dickinson. This is the number one most listened to talk show in North Dakota and all across the Northern Plains. And we certainly appreciate that very much. Todd is here. He can come back on grid now. Hello, Todd.
Hello, Scott.
Would you tell people what I brought you today, just because I want to know that I fulfilled my promise?
Well, you did bring a couple of shirts, one of which I'll definitely be wearing Thursday morning at the North Coast State Fair, because I'm filling in solo for you. It'll be a Scott-free Thursday.
All right, here's mine.
It'll be your prime opportunity if you've always wanted to call What's in Your Mind and didn't want to have to deal with Scott Hannon. You'll have a prime time.
Are you able to take a photo of the shirt so people can
yes.
see it? All right. Because I sent Todd the shirt.
That is priceless.
And these are the shirts we're going to be wearing at the state fair. This is came up in a conversation with some folks we're going to chat with.
Oh, your
today.
Eye for art is terrible. Hold it straight.
All right, sorry. And this will be up on Facebook soon. But anyway, I think I'll be wearing that shirt, so look for me today at the fair. But Todd will be wearing it forever at the fair because he gets all
the... Oh, I'll pave. I won't wear it forever.
He gets all the good gigs. Anyway, call me the office boy, ladies and gentlemen, and let's get to it here on the program. We call What's on Your Mind. Busy show today of a lot of fair talk. And the fair is for food. That is my bottom line. I did not have breakfast this morning. There is some here. I take that back. I had a bowl of Raisin Bran cereal and a tiny little muffin at the Expressway Inn and Suites, my home away from home when I'm in Bismarck.
Boy, you're living large, aren't you?
What'd you have for breakfast?
Well, the Golden Arches drive-through place.
Okay.
I'd have my mocha.
And a half of Coke Zero.
And a half of Coke Zero.
All right, okay.
The breakfast of champions.
So I do need a show sheet at some point so I can tell everybody what we have coming up on the program today. Did you print that? Show sheet, yeah.
Just open Outlook and an email.
Okay.
Just copy it in there.
It's an email. Anyway, so we call this program...
We're going to plan the show as we do the show today.
Listen, we call this program What's on Your Mind for a reason, right? It's much easier if you tell us what's on your mind. So let's just start with the fair. What's the favorite part of the fair? For me, it's the food, and it's not signing things. You know, and that's why I think Todd has a good point when he says, don't sign anything. And I initially kind of pushed back on that because my thought was, well, listen, democracy means people vote, right?
Well, sure. So, and I'm a capitalist, too, but at the same time, it's like, wait a minute. Is nothing sacred anymore?
In other words, at the fair is not the time to ask me whether or not I want to sign something?
Exactly.
Okay, all right. So I'm with you. You won me. You won me over. But anyway, do you agree? You know, let us know. And give us a call at 800-228-0550. Those are the numbers to call. If you'd put those in your speed dial, you'd do us an honor. We're thinking of doing something where when Todd and I are out, if you show us that number in your speed dial, we'll actually give you a T-shirt. You know, we'll give you free stuff rather than the other way around. Todd,
you're giving me boxes of T-shirts because...
Yeah, I got a couple with me. Or we'll call your folks. But anyway...
That's cups, not... Well, they could do shirts, but...
Oh, could they?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they could.
But Todd has K-Fire Cafe cups. What do we have on What's on Your Mind? Nada, Zippo. We get free stuff.
I do my homework. What's your excuse?
We get free stuff, but I think we should give a little free stuff. So
I think
anyway.
So, too.
If you put it on your speed dial, it's a lot easier to tell us what's on your mind. Do you have speed dial, Todd?
Of course. By the way, if you pop onto the What's in Your Mind Facebook, you can now see the shirt of the season.
Right. It's what I think I'll be wearing at the fair later today. Haven't you decided yet?
I think you'll be...
Well, it's hot, isn't it?
Not that hot. It's a little lower 80s.
I already have a shirt underneath it.
You ever heard of changing shirts?
Let's let the audience decide. Should I wear that shirt or this shirt? Take a picture of this one.
Who are all these kids, and why are they calling me dad?
Yeah, that was my father.
Oh, that's priceless.
That was my Father's Day present, so I can't quite decide which shirt I should wear. Maybe we should just ask the audience that. Are we going to do a show at any point? Get the crickets going here. 800-228-0550, 701-258.
Now you know why Chris is playing hip-hop back there and not listening to you, because yeah, he's going crazy right now.
There's serious stuff to talk about, right?
There is. Talk about it.
We've got, first of all, guest-wise, the North Dakota Farm Bureau Director of Public Policy, Pete Hannabut's going to be in here. Who says people only move to North Dakota for oil? Here's a guy that moved to North Dakota for ag, I think from Ohio, if I'm not mistaken. And he's going to tell us about the EPA, three of the dirtiest words in the letters, I guess, in the alphabet. We're going to talk to a fellow by the name of Michael Sandlofer from the Trinity Heritage Ranch out of South Carolina. Now, I'm not sure why a guy from South Carolina has to be the guy that milks cows at the state fair. But they promised that I'll get a lesson in milking cows later at the fair, and I get to meet this guy from... are there not people in North Dakota that know how to milk cows? Why do we have to pull the teacher in from South Carolina?
I've never milked a cow, so I guess there's one.
Okay. I'm just thinking there might have been a North Dakotan that could do this job.
I might be the only one, but...
We'll ask that question of Jennifer Hubrig of the North Dakota State Fair. She'll join us about bottom of the next hour and tell us... highlights of the fair over the last few days at the North Dakota State Fair, where we're headed today. Anxious about that because I'm heading up there later today. What are you going to ask her about the fair?
Where's the deep-fried Twinkies this year? Because last year, they were out.
That's a ripoff.
I need them.
There's
a fire in Williston. What's going on there?
Well, that's serious.
Yeah.
You want to get to the serious stuff?
Yeah.
There was a fire in Bismarck.
It's too big.
Hand me my Bismarck Tribune here. There was a fire in Bismarck as well.
Over the weekend, yeah. They got out safe. Unfortunately, lost pretty much everything. But they got out safe, and you know what? That's the important part, I guess.
Well, it is. I was a little worried about the firefighters because it's 90-plus degrees, and they're out there in all that heavy gear, doing that. But here's the Williston story you're talking about. Parts of Williston evacuated after an explosion and fire at Red River Supply. This happened early this morning, evidently. Fire officials got the first call just after midnight, and when they arrived at the scene, one building was already engulfed. No word on any injuries as of yet. We know that the Williston Fire Department received help from Ray. Good old Ray came through again. Trenton and Epping's fire departments. Officials also say there's now an evacuation in place for a half mile around the fire scene. City leaders are urging people in the area to leave if they can, or at the very least in their homes. Anybody in and around the area, we'd really appreciate hearing from you to let us know what the situation is there. Obviously, if you're being evacuated, you're probably going to be a little bit concerned. How big was the, this doesn't give us a lot of information, and we will track down some folks from the Williston, Williams County, and also Williston officials to find out. Tom Ralstead's my kind of go-to guy in Williston, but the guy is retiring, so we're going to have to find... another go-to guy in Williston, but I'll text Tom in a moment here and just see what folks know. But traffic is closed for anyone coming into town. Can that be true? I could see one route, but why would they close the entire area? And how much of Williston's been evacuated? People traveling eastbound on Highway 1804 are being diverted to the 85B truck pass bypass. And eastbound traffic to Highway 1804 through Williston is closed. Anyway, this is a Valley News Live update. And they're out of Fargo and Grand Forks, so I'm not sure they would know as much as what's going on the ground in Williston, but I appreciate them having that much information. That was updated as of about an hour or so ago. So we might have new information that I'd love to have firsthand from our audience. Anybody has pictures they'd like to share with us, we'll put them on our Facebook page and get them up there so people can see it. Here's the telephone numbers, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. It is fair time. There's a lot of fun going on, but there's also a lot of serious things locally and nationally. I have today's Bismarck, Tribune in front of me, and everything from a new warden at the penitentiary, which needs to be bigger than ever, to crime stats in Mandan, to the VA and retaliation now for whistleblowers. So some serious things for our vets. And since we have so much fun fair time planned as in the way of guests, we would like to get a little bit serious today and find out what's happening in the news, not only nationally, but with these fires. 800-228-0550. The floor is yours. What's on your mind continues next.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
The thing that I love the most about biking is the freedom. Everything is focused on the bike, my cadence, my breathing, and it's me, and it's the road, and it's the clock, and that's it. You're just riding your bike, and it's one of the greatest feelings in the world. When a customer leaves the store, I want them to be confident that they're going to have a great experience on two wheels. I'm Brent Maynard, and I'm one of the bike experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Hi, Mike Penz with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Penz, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Penz, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Penz, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
What's going on in Williston? You call a guy by the name of Tom Ralstead, and he was kind enough to step out of a meeting and give us an update. And Tom, of course, has headed up in a legendary way the economic development efforts for Williams County's prize, which is, of course, Williston, and really North Dakota's prize right now in the oil boom. Tom, thanks for taking a moment to chat with us. How are you doing today?
Good.
So here's just a quick update in case you've missed this. According to Valley News Live, which again is a Fargo media outlet, so I give you that. It was updated in the last hour and a half or so. It says parts of Williston are being evacuated after an explosion and fire of Red River Supply. Talked about the call came out after midnight, and no word on injuries. We do know Williston, Ray, Trenton, and Epping fire departments helped. Here's the line that got me. Officials say there is now an evacuation in place for half a mile around the fire scene. City leaders are urging people in the area to leave if they can. And then it says this. Traffic is closed for anyone coming into town. And it says people traveling eastbound on 1804 are being diverted to 85B. And eastbound traffic to 1804 through Williston is closed. Is it bad there, or what's going on here?
Well, if anyone knows the area, it's on East Broadway or 1804, and it's close to the Little Muddy Bridge, and so that's the only way to get in and out of town to the east. So that's the reason the fires were within probably a block of that roadway. So I think that's why they're diverting the traffic. The flame is going straight up. It's got dark carbon look to it, and then it's filtered out, and it is drifting to the east. I was down within two blocks of the fire, and I didn't see any immediate harm to anybody right there, but obviously you wouldn't want to get into the effluent of the flame itself. But so far, it looks like it's rising up and drifting away. But I believe it was a chemical warehouse, and so I don't know what was inside the warehouse. Obviously, we're concerned about that, but I'm in a meeting in my office, and I'm about a mile away. So, and I guess I don't have any concerns about it. But to say the whole town is shut down, I would say no. But it's in an industrial area, and I don't have any official reports on what is going on there.
Is Red River Supply a company you're familiar with?
Yes. Local company.
Local company. What kind of business are they in?
Well, they supply oil field chemicals. You know, it could be anything from frac sand to bentonite clay to, probably some liquid chemicals that might be used in oil field as well. It is one of several storage buildings they have. I think the other buildings look like they're safe. But I don't know if there's any kind of a runoff or something from the site. It would be more of what is going in the air. It is burning, so, but there's a pretty heavy dark cloud. It's more like it almost looks like a long tornado because it's going straight up and then it's kind of drifting off into light gray, so.
Good. I apologize if it sounded like my hair was on fire here, because literally that's the way the story made it sound. And if you read it again, I guess it says, you know, a half mile around the area, but then it talks about no traffic coming in. And the story needed a little more context, I think. Oh, when you have the headline, this is update, evacuation ordered after explosion in Williston, you don't go like, what the heck, you know? So I don't think it's as bad, obviously, from your first-hand report as they're making it sound, but that's nothing new with the media, so... we'll let you get back to your meeting. Just last question on a personal note. Do I understand correctly you are retiring?
Yes.
Say it ain't so. When is that happening?
Well, not a date certain. My birthday's at the end of the month. I'll be 62. So if it's nothing else, go on to something else or go fishing or. Someday have grandchildren. So.
Well, you would certainly be entitled to every bit of that. You've been a faithful, good servant through this very challenging time, and I hope it's just to go relax a little bit and kind of do like Mayor Kozer did, take a little bit of a breather. But your leadership to date has been extraordinary, and it will into the future, and I hope there's something bright in your future to let people know about this unbelievable North Dakota miracle that happens every single day. So best of luck to you, Tom.
You bet. We'll be in touch.
Talk to you. Good to talk to you.
All right, take care, bud.
Yeah, bye. Tom Ralstad with the Williston Economic Development Efforts. You know the famous bumper stickers? You seen those? You ever had any of that free stuff, Todd? The Williston bumper stickers, you know?
Hmm.
Those are all Tom's. What do they say on them again? I forget what it is. But if you go to the Williston Economic Development website, they have them all up. Tom is such a evangelist for the industry. I've been at him on panels with him from Minneapolis to Chicago to, you know, he goes to Arizona and New York. And he's gotten to the point where now he just does it by Skype. You know, he'll Skype in or do a webinar rather than actually be there. So
Sure.
I haven't seen him as much lately, but his presentations are like literally you can hear a pin drop. The last one I was at was at the Golden Valley Country Club in Minneapolis, and I've been to two of them there. Irwin Jacobs was at one of them, for instance. You know where Irwin Jacobs is?
Yep.
Like Jacobs Trading Company, and I forget the boat company. And he's like sitting in the audience. In fact, we should interview him sometime and get his impressions of what those presentations do in the way of giving you a context. Because I interviewed Irwin after, and I said, Kurt Zellers was here, the Speaker of the House. You know, some really, you know, fairly significant people in Minnesota politics. And I said, every one of them, when they got, I was emceeing the thing, every one of them, when they got off the stage, came up to me and said, Irwin Jacobs is here. And he's in the audience listening, you know, because he's such a world-class entrepreneur.
I'm right here.
You know, why he was there, to find out about opportunities. And that's what Tom does a good job of, connecting people with the opportunities. So pretty cool. Anyway, kudos to Tom Rolfstedt. I'm really sorry to hear that he's retiring. And I'm also very glad to hear that the situation in Williston is nowhere as bad as people were suggesting that it was. I wonder when the first tweet will come out from somebody in the Turn Back the Clock Club, Todd. And it'll say something to the effect of, you know, like, North Dakota oil can blow up buildings with chemicals, or, you know.
You think that hasn't already happened?
Well, you're a good point. Yeah, probably has.
It's happened.
Yeah. They haven't. Well, it happened last week, but it wasn't about this, you know.
Right.
So it'll happen.
I'm not going to name names, but I've already seen, and there's a few people I could name that are out there very active on social media right now going, we need to go back to where we were.
I've come up with
how
this.
Do we pay the bills?
I call that the Turn Back the Clock Club.
Right.
And you know what? I think there's some people that I would call friends in the Turn Back the Clock Club.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see one of them, a farmer friend of mine from Ray, at the fair later today. And I think he would acknowledge to you he wants to turn back the clock. But the reason he does is he has neighbors now, and he didn't used to have neighbors. And he's a little crankier than he likes to be. And you know what? He just kind of liked being able to farm and just farm and have farm be the deal.
When have we ever put a genie back in a bottle or a cat back in a bag? It's never happened. It's not going to happen. What we need to do is deal with it. What's going on now and forward as best we can now and forward.
And that's good.
That's what needs to happen.
That's good, like parenting. You're being a parent there. I agree with you. The only problem,
you can't put the baby back in the womb. There's another phrase for you.
I would argue that the one thing that scares people more than anything in North Dakota, you know, and it has something to do with our stoic Norwegian roots.
Yeah.
Change.
Yep. Exactly.
And so.
But guess what? It's here.
I understand that, but you can't deny that that's change. And
I don't.
Some people will just soon turn back the clock, while recognizing there's a lot of great things happening, and I think we have to call them friend when they are and foe when they are and nothing but a politician when they are. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. We're going to talk fair and more next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
My friends at PetroServe USA are the ones that help America fuel better, give you lots of choice at the pump. They connect North Dakota's Bakken oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields, and you're the winner. The consumer always wins. Stop by, fill up, and save big at PetroServe USA locations. Here's my favorite special. 4 for $4. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soda or coffee, your choice, and 2 cookies. 4 for $4 all day, every day. You can go breakfast pizza in the morning and lots of great choices in the afternoon as well. And the single topping, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 4 for $4. It's a great deal. Plus, all of July, get Pizza Corner pizzas, 2 for $11. Grab and go on your way home. Giant Seeds, Big Bag, $1.39. Gardetto's only $1.29. The Mars King Size Bar, 69 cents. Try and buy a candy bar for that anymore. You can at PetroServe USA. And the Deli Express, smoked ham and cheese, or the traditional Italian, just $2.99. At a PetroServe USA location near you, look for the red, white, and blue, helping America feel better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What's on your mind? Here's what's on my mind. Here's the sound Scott Hennin is probably hearing right now. Pete Hannibus here. Pete, can you identify that sound?
I believe that's the sound of a vending machine dispensing some kind of caffeinated liquid.
They used to have that TV commercial where you would hear the dollar going in and out and in and out, except you wouldn't see what's going on right away, so you're left wondering, what is this? But I gave him all the ones I had.
And I witnessed it.
He's probably over there right now. I gotta get out of the troll. I need my... Bark, 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 bark. When then really what's happening is he wanted to be at the North Coast State Fair right about now, which means all his buddies would be bringing stuff to him. Oh, you did get it to work. Scott Hennin, just pulling back into the What's in Your Mind studio. I mentioned that what was probably happening is you were hearing the sound of...
On the last one. Yep. We needed some liquid. Diet Pepsi this time around, not a Coke Zero. You okay with that?
That's what we have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had one of each kind of machine in here, and one day the one guy has decided, we're pulling our machine out. And I think the other guy's sales have at least doubled ever since then. So I'm sure they didn't argue. I'm sure, well, we'll leave a machine. Sure, we're the only ones now.
My fault, because I bought one last night to bring in, and it's still in the refrigerator at the Expressway Inn and Suites. So,
well, my fault for emptying the 12-pack you left in our refrigerator here.
Coke Zero, you ripped it off, but that was because I told
over
you
time.
To, since you lost out on so much pie, that you're going to make...
Yeah, but we're gonna make that... Okay, you guys covered the beverage options. Yeah, shut up.
I think we should have live chat so that anybody can watch what goes on during the show. What do you think?
Well,
about?
You know, we have the Phil and Mark show on K-Fire, the Beck Communications cameras, and we could put one of those onto a monitor. And everybody could sit and read along, and then we could stream that
right on
whatsyourmindradio.com.
So the person
that would definitely change the conversations online, wouldn't it?
Here's some accountability. two other people besides Todd and I are involved in the actual production of this show. One of them is a fellow you named Shane Snerdley yesterday.
Yes, yes.
And Shane is the guy you talk to when you call.
Shane doesn't seem to disagree with that name either.
I mean, it
does good. I mean, because let's face it, if your last name is Snerdley, if you've listened to any talk radio in the last 25 years, 35, you want 25 years, You know what that name Snerdly means.
It's the master.
Yeah, you've achieved a certain level in the industry that most people only dream of.
So let me ask you this, Mr. Snerdly. Are you okay with coming on the air every now and then, or do you only want to whisper in our ear? You okay with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Okay. Well, then join the crowd here. Then.
At some point today, we want a, here's my name, here's where I grew up, here's what I'm from, and here's my first job, okay? And the second guy in this mix is my brother, Chris. And the Chris would be one that probably, beats me up a little more than usual. Would you say is fair, Todd?
No. Well, somebody has to, and who better than a family member?
Yeah, right. So little brother, big brother kind of deal.
If I beat you up, I can get in jail. If Chris beats you up, it's just family people fighting.
And what's the last thing he said in chat? Chris, go on the air. Go on the air and tell us what the last thing you said on chat.
He's probably got his headphones on with that hip hop blaring again, just like he did a few minutes ago.
Yes, Chris.
Okay, guys.
Oh, now he's with
us. I am. I'm sorry. I had to get technically situated here. Okay, guys, covered the beverage options in Bismarck.
And what did you mean by that?
Move on.
I don't know what it is about Chris's writing, but I can tell when he's tensing.
He pretty much said it the same way he wrote it, which doesn't always happen,
Right. You feel that.
So, Christopher, a last question for you. Why do you have that sentiment that you want us to move on?
Oh, because we have a guest waiting there, and we've got another guest coming up later this hour. We've got
he's kind of going over some of his notes, so this is actually helping our guest right now.
And Chris would know that because he's not in the studio, but in theory, Chris is right because you know what?
Well, I don't disagree with Chris.
We got a busy program.
Exactly.
We honored Pete we want to honor Pete by taking advantage of his time. And
for K-Fire listeners, that's what makes the K-Fire Cafe the perfect antidote. It's not a busy program. We just completely waste 2 hours a day in there.
Now the good thing here is that Pete Hannabut, from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, is a friend. See, and the folks from the Farm Bureau are here weekly with us, and so he gets the drill. So, Pete, first of all, my apologies for the delay. How are you, sir?
I am honored to be here, and delay or not, it's always a joy.
Thank you. And you got a chance to use your highlighter, so a little show prep. You're ready to go, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry he's going through notes, so I wasn't going to rush the whole day long. I wanted to make sure Pete had plenty of time to prepare his commentary.
I had highlighted some things earlier, but I missed a couple of important little things that I wanted to mention if I get a chance, and so I thought I'd re-highlight.
Right. And you got a cup of coffee? Did we take care of you there?
You're all good, yes. Okay, thank you. Gracious host.
So thank you. Next question. How does a guy from Ohio get to North Dakota to work agriculture?
Indiana.
I screwed it up.
Wow.
It's okay. One state
I
away.
Knew that. Yeah. Holy cow.
You got a little defensive about that right away. You know, wait a minute. Hoosier land, not Buckeye stuff.
As opposed to the North and South Dakota thing, those people never get territorial, do they?
Right. I might be round on the ends and a little high in the middle, but I'm not from Ohio. the Hoosier in me wants me to reject that Ohio State thing, the Ohio State University kind of great song.
Thanks for saying that correctly, as I used to attend that particular institution.
Yeah, they're a fine university and all that, but Purdue, the Harvard of the Midwest, has put people on the moon, and Ohio State has not, and so I will stick with my Boilermaker.
Okay, but why do you call them Boilermakers?
It's a long story, and we can kill the whole show telling it, and
we don't have time.
I'll cut it short and say that back in the day, the Purdue football team was so exceptional that they accused them of recruiting players from out of the boiler plant, the guys that made the boilers, that were big strapping oxes, which, they were mostly big farm boys. And so that kind of made people from the smaller schools that were getting throttled.
Did anybody ever accuse the University of North Dakota of taking people out of the Native American community for their team, and that's why they were called the Fighting Sioux? No.
Do not get me started. You should know better than
I know gasoline and a can and matches when I see it.
That sound was not the pop machine. It was the can of worms he was opening.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, sorry, but let's reset here. How does a guy from Indiana get to North Dakota?
There you go.
It is a joy to be here, and I've enjoyed my first 8 months in the state, and I had worked previously for the Indiana Farm Bureau for 20 years and had a relationship with several of the people with the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and they made me an offer that I could not refuse. And since it is such a great place to live right now and into the future, is a good place for Diane and I to raise our boys. And so we felt like moving them to a more rural state, the kind of state that Indiana perhaps used to be, where it was predominantly an agricultural state with some industry. That was a great place for us, and so it was a good move for our family. And so I moved within the Farm Bureau network and just switched state affiliations.
A memo to Doyle and Company, good hire. We're glad he's here, and he does a nice job. So I know that the North Dakota Farm Bureau has... Jeff Messling was on with us last week, and I thought he did a fabulous job of explaining how this is really a grassroots organization. Obviously, there are grass tops that are very necessary, but you take your cues from the grassroots, don't you, Pete?
Yes, we have members in all the counties that are involved that tell us what to do, how to set our policy, what our policy should be, and what direction we're going. And there are times when they... tell us that the staff is going the wrong direction, and they rein us in, and that's all a healthy thing. So we always say for their $50 a year of membership fees, they can tell us, you know, what to do and where to go, and that's okay.
By the way, that $50 a year might save you thousands on your next vehicle purchase or hotel accommodations or cell phone plan. It is just North Dakota Farm Bureau is a sponsor. You hear about them, and I always say if you have no interest in agriculture whatsoever, I hope you do because it fuels North Dakota's economy, be a member for $50 a year, and you'll pay for it in a nanosecond. It's a really great deal. Before we get to the EPA, which is, you know, the real elephant in the room that we need to deal with, and you'll have to give us the ABCs and what we need to do this week in defense of freedom with the EPA. Can I just deal with a political question for a second?
Sure.
About the upcoming legislative session?
Sure.
There's a lot of chatter around town that things are going to be a lot tougher for the Farm Bureau this go-around because of the decision, again, from the grassroots up to the grass tops to stand on principle and support a challenger to the current Ag Commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that is something that, hey, okay, you know, it's behind us, we're done, it's over, we stood on principle, and we shook hands and people understand why we did what we did, or do you feel the Farm Bureau has some work to do in that regard?
I would not want to speculate on the way that we will be treated, but I will say it this way. We have policy issues. We have a well-defined policy that is in our policy book, and our policy issues are generally conservative issues, economically, regulatory-wise, and so if people want to throw us under the bus because they disagree with our policy issues, that's their choice. If they throw us under the bus while agreeing with our policy issues, that's a different choice. And so we'll have to see how it shakes out. We are going to stick with our policy issues. And if our policy issues mean that certain folks abandon their core beliefs to follow another path in order to throw us under the bus, as it were, then that means that they're abandoning their core, what are allegedly their core principles of conservative values as well. Since we are a relatively conservative, valued organization, we hope that no one will abandon their core conservative principles just to get even with us because we made a choice to stand on our principles, and we'll leave it at that.
No, it makes sense. And I wouldn't mind spending a little time on that in detail in the future to the degree Doyle and the other leaders in the organization are comfortable with. I shouldn't put all that on you, but I just was curious. You're going to be spending a lot of time walking the halls of the legislature, so I wanted
yes.
to know how you thought you'd be received there.
And I'll have to build a lot of new relationships since I'm new, but... you know, that is just something that has to take place over time, and we hope that it all works out. And I come to the door with my hat in my hand, and I'm ready to build relationships with them, and I hope that they're eagerly willing to work with the Farm Bureau.
All right. We're short on time here, but I'm going to keep you into the next segment for a few minutes only because we're talking agriculture anyway, and I might need your help. We're going to chat with a guy from South Carolina who's demonstrating milking cows at the state fair. Do they have – is dairy big in South Carolina? Do you know?
South Carolina, I don't know about the dairy industry there. I assume they have some.
I'm just thinking we probably could have found a North Dakota person to demo the milking. But anyway, he's going to do it for me later today, I hope.
Excellent.
So he'll be here and tell us about that. But we've got to take a break in a little bit. And what I'd like to do when we come back is just deal with this EPA thing. Because if you had to pick three letters of the alphabet that are the biggest threat to North Dakota's success right now, it'd be the EPA, wouldn't it?
Probably so, yes. Yeah. They seem to have a burr under their saddle blanket for our state in particular.
Would you say more towards ag or more towards energy?
Oh, I think they're equal opportunity with North Dakota. They, you know, a lot of the things that the EPA feels that they have the rule of law over affect our state, both energy and agriculture. And so we're on their target list no matter what.
If you have a question for Pete Anabon, who handles public policy for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, call in now. We'll get at least one question for him if you call 800-228-0550. Talking EPA with the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We'll continue.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
If frequent rains and cool soils continue into the growing season, be prepared to see some root rot. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field. In favorable conditions, infected seedlings may die. If they survive, plants with damaged root systems may be less productive later in the season, particularly if the weather becomes hot and dry. There isn't anything you can do to manage root rot once the seed is in the ground, but it is important to pay attention to root rot and record affected fields. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment or a resistant variety may also be good investments. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information on root rots, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Summer's here. That's the good news. Bad news, the bugs are out. Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash with a great solution. Megan, how can you help truckers get the bugs out?
Absolutely. We've got a new chemical called Bug Magic that'll get the bugs off. It's included with every wash, and it's also available for retail sale.
What a deal. And they're open 24-7 now. No wait time, especially at night. Just a good time to get in there. 24-7. They're cleaning. They're getting rid of the bugs. Your truck at the North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass.
Freedom is only one generation away from extinction, but you can save it in an entertaining way by rediscovering the U.S. Constitution through a fun game. Constitution Quest is not your average board game. It's a way to gather your family and friends and enjoy learning about our system of limited government, separation of powers, and the three branches of legislative, judicial, and executive power. For the next generation, a strong knowledge of civics is a must-have. Go to ConstitutionQuest.com and order your Constitution Quest game today.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
What's on your mind? Todd Mitchell, who will now be quiet the rest of the show.
Why?
Because you have a lot of territory to cover. You sat and talked about beverages, and lost how much time. And we had to discuss what Boilermakers were, and now we get that out of the way.
It's time to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers. And we are with our friend Pete Hanabit. We'll continue that chat in a moment. And this is courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. In fact, we asked Val, a farmer from Menango, down there in Dickey County. Hope I'm saying that right. I know Oaks, I know Cairo, I don't know Menango, but I think it's Menango. Call us if you know. And we asked her why it's important for farmers to tell agriculture's story and what she's doing to tell hers. Tell us, Val.
In today's world, people are becoming more and more interested in not only where their food comes from, but also want to know how it's raised and why. There are plenty of people out there willing to talk about agriculture, but the story isn't necessarily accurate. We need to be willing to share our farms, our stories, so that we can share the real story of agriculture. That means trials and tribulations, as well as the successes that we witness. I share our farm story on my blog, Wagon Tales, but we all have tools we can use. If we don't speak up, we can't counter the anti-agriculture messages.
Thanks, Val. Appreciate that very, very, very much. And find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers by listening to them. Call the program and tell us what's on their mind, or going to ndfb.org. ndfb.org, NorthDakotaFarmBureau.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. All right, so Pete, hang tight here. We're going to talk about EPA, but I first want to have you help us talk with somebody that's going to be milking cows today at the state fair. And I hope one of those people is me, if this next guest of ours would be gracious enough to show me how this works. Michael Sandlofer is with Trinity Heritage Ranch out of South Carolina. Michael, thanks for joining us today on the program.
Good morning.
Tell us about Trinity Heritage Ranch.
Well, Trinity Heritage Ranch, is located in South Carolina, and it's the home for over 100 animals that we care for each and every day.
That's pretty neat. And I understand you brought a few of those animals up to North Dakota, huh?
Yes, we did. We have some Jersey cows, which is the smallest breed of dairy cow. And we milk them four times a day here. Our cows get lots of love and care, and they love the kids. So come on down to the fair and milk a cow today. Yee-haw.
Well, he must know Rafe Mandan with that yee-haw there, I think. I'll see if I can get Ray to join us maybe, Todd, at the fair. Now, did you say Jersey? Did you say Jersey cow, Michael?
That's right, and it's not from New Jersey. It's from the Isle of Jersey off of Great Britain. They were brought to this country in about 1853 or 56.
So this thing
has the richest amount of cream in their milk.
Wow. And by the way, after you milk the cow, do you get to sample some of the goods today, or do they got to process it, or what happens there?
Well, here what we do, we make butter, cheese, ice cream, soap. And I don't know which we will be making yet today. But, the whole idea is to give kids a chance to understand that farmers have a lot of responsibility to their animals and to the products that they help create, and making sure that it's bacteria-free and it's good, wholesome food right from the farm. Now, of course, when you're dealing with milk, there's things called pasteurization from Louis Pasteur that each state has different rules and regulations. Where we're from in South Carolina, you can drink raw milk. We want kids to understand that it's up to all of us to care for the animals we share the planet Earth with. And agriculture is so important today. Doing that, the factory farms, what happened to the small farm? We need the small family farm to come back. We need to look to the market, the fresh market, to go buy your vegetables and your food. We need to care for the farmer because he cares for the soil. And that's what gives life, soil, not dirt. You have to build the soil with nitrogen and minerals, you know, to get good crops, to have healthy food for us. And America needs to think back on how their grandparents and great-grandparents survived out here, you know, with the right attitude, thinking about tomorrow, the animal and their habitat. Think about your kids eating healthy, natural food.
Yes, Michael, you give us a lot to think about there. We have a short amount of time, but I'm going to process all that during the break and ask Pete Hannibut from the Farm Bureau to respond a little bit to it. But I'm still back at butter. So if I get to the fair today, can I actually milk a cow and turn it into something fun?
Yes, you can. And not only you, anybody else that comes to the fair today, come right down. You can milk the cow. We have milkings at 12 o'clock, 2:30, 5 o'clock, and 8 o'clock. Come meet our crack cows. They love to meet you guys. Have a great day at the fair.
I'll be there at noon. Thanks a bunch. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannum to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics.
Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.